are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, hi-da-ho. How's everybody doing? Things are starting to get a little heated on the previous hour. I want to extend what we were talking about, pretty crazy stuff, with what's now happening with contraception, and it's not going away, and it won't go away. The subject will not. It's going to get worse and worse and crazier and crazier. What we were just talking about, started to talk about, is how the Arizona State Senate is trying to pass a bill, all right, allowing employers an out with contraception, and understandably so, but what it's unfortunately going to do is put the employees in a position where they have to tell the employer what they want to use the pill for. If the pill they're using for birth control, the employer will be able to opt out of it. If the woman has to use the pill because she has some growth, abnormal bleeding, menstrual cramps, she has to go into detail of that with her doctor, right? Disclose private medical information to her employer, such that the employer says, oh, okay, well, if you're using it for a medical condition, then go ahead. All right, this is ridiculous. This is asinine. We are completely going down the absolute wrong path. And I called it years ago. I had said, and I hate saying that, oh, I called it. But honestly, I mean, if everybody else had seen the problem years back, then maybe stupid things like this wouldn't be happening. Employers, and I'll say it again and again and again, should have nothing to do with our health insurance. They shouldn't be paying for it. They shouldn't be making any decisions. We should not be in a position now where you as an employee have to beg somebody you work for to cover something for your uterus or vagina or breast care or whatnot. Why are we putting the American people in this position? And why are we putting the employers in this position? Employers don't want to be in this position. They don't know. They don't want to know. They don't want to care. They just don't want to pay for it. I mean, if you interview most employers right now, they'll say, look, I just want to stay out of it. Go buy your own thing. Right? Just keep me out of it. Go buy whatever you want to buy for your own health insurance. You want a vasectomy? I don't care. Please don't tell me. Just go pay for it yourself. All right? Why don't we have a system where it excludes the employer? Why didn't we start moving towards a system that didn't have to entangle employee and employer? Especially in the midst of a recession when employers are hiring and then they're laying off. Hiring and laying off. I just heard there was another wave of layoffs in our city. Why? Well, I guess the busy time ends in March and everyone's gearing up toward the dearth of summer and now layoffs are happening again. So then you're going to have to go through the story about your uterus and fallopian tube to everybody you hire with? This makes no sense. How are you supposed to maintain pretty predictable, consistent medical coverage if you could get laid off every other month? How do you fix that? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know. Well, get the employers out of the equation. Get the employees out of the equation. Now, I don't know what the fix is, but you see how things are going down the wrong direction. All right. This birth control controversy is not going to go away. And I know many people are like, you know, look, this is ridiculous. Why are we wasting so much time? Well, because I think many people have found an out. And I mean, and of course, you know, nobody likes this bill. I know everybody says, oh, the Affordable Health Care Act has so much support. No, it doesn't. Didn't the news come out today saying that costs are even way more than expected, almost double? Yeah, I got to find that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so, you know, even Democrats and liberals, if you ask them, no, they aren't big fans. You know, the people in the Occupy protest movement aren't fans of the Affordable Health Care Act because they're protesting so rich people pay for this. They don't want to pay for it themselves. Right? They're protesting so the rich, the 1% of this country they're claiming that has enough money to do all this, should be the ones paying for it. So if you really ask most people, they aren't very excited with this bill at all. So now people are just trying to find a way out. And of course they are. People are on skeleton crew. People are closing up their businesses. Then they don't want to be involved. They really don't. Tensions are already extremely high between employer and employee. Me, I have a staff of wonderful women. right? Every now and then we have a male nurse that comes in and then, you know, comes out and, you know, there's nobody really, really wants me, Dr. Dahlia, involved in their health care. And I stay out of it. You know, and another thing, too, is employees don't want other employees involved. We had two employees at the same time become afflicted and diagnosed with cancer. Now, both of them were treated. Both of them are alive and well. Both of them beat it, thank God. But, of course, the rates for the whole office just skyrocketed. Skyrocketed to the point that none of us could afford to keep the health insurance. Now, it's a shame because, of course, the two coworkers were very open and telling the girls about their struggles and what they were going through, you know, because, you know, they covered for them when they were out to get their surgery, et cetera. But boy, were these ladies upset when the health insurance, in fact, actually, I think we got dropped. And the next health insurance we tried to get was still maxed because we had two people with cancer. Now, did anybody fix that situation? Did the health insurance, did the Affordable Health Care Act fix that? No, it didn't. Okay, that's not getting fixed. Oh, well, you know how it's getting fixed, Dr. Dahlia. His employer has to pay no matter what. No, that's not solving the problem either because now employers are trying to get out of the birth control aspect. Okay, they're trying, and I don't know how this is going to work because if a health insurance company says it's $5.95 for this, I doubt they're going to say, okay, well, it'll be $2.95 with no birth control. I doubt if there's going to be that much savings. So somebody would say this is all a moot point. But it's employers' way of saying, we don't want this. We don't want anything to do with our employees' health care. Get us out of this. Now, should employers maybe put money into a health savings account? Should taxes go up? Should there be private insurances? People just pay themselves, keep the employer out of it, right? Because they're already paying payroll tax and unemployment tax, et cetera, Social Security, et cetera. And maybe start putting up clinics for underinsured. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think there's a good answer. But to start making your employees beg you to cover their hormones for a gynecological condition is completely asinine. This is just getting worse and worse. Don't go away. We got more to talk about. And I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, you bet I do. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's see what we got on the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, you're doing a fantastic job. I do have a question.
Thank you.
What is the white coating that one gets on the tongue? Is it thrush? And if so, if it is thrush or fungus, how the crap heck do you get rid of it? Could you please answer that for me, please? I'm listening. How do you get rid of the white coating on the tongue?
White coating on the tongue. I love tongue medicine. I gave a lecture on the tongue, on medicinal aspects of the tongue. Come on, people. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Absolutely. Tongue. Very important stuff. Most of the white coating is fine. All right. Everybody look at your tongue. We'll pull over the car. Pull over. All right, if you look, a lot of times it's white. The tongue, if you look at Chinese medicine, ancient Chinese medicine, many actually current Chinese doctors, they could take a look at your mouth, take a look, and identify what's wrong with you. I want to review that. I'm going to stall because I want to pull that up. This is a great, great topic. Okay, I'm going to be pulling up what your tongue means. Okay, but quickly, if it is thrush, if it's honest to God thrush, that's tough to get rid of. If you have thrush, now thrush is yeast, and it'll come out like white cottage cheese type clumps. It's very easy to scrape off. It may even have a smell to it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And if that's, am I grossing you out? Okay, this is a medical show. What do you expect? Okay. Anyway, then you would have to use an antifungal rinse. We use these Mycelex Trocious. We use to do a rinse. I guess with babies, we used to use Jensen Violet. You know, make their baby mouth blue. Moms would freak out, you know, because they'd come back, you know, because dad would take them to the doctor. Mom would come in going, oh, my gosh, they got a pen in their mouth. No, no, the doctor put that on there. And so thrush can happen from a variety of reasons, okay? And babies, you know, if mom has a yeast infection on her breast, they could pick it up. Immunosuppression, if any of you are immunosuppressed, taking steroids, you could get thrush. If you have diabetes, you could be getting thrush where you get a yeast infection in your mouth. Remember, yeast is opportunistic. Okay? Yeast is very opportunistic. You have yeast around your body all the time. Okay? But what keeps the yeast at bay, even for women with vaginal infections, okay? This isn't just a man thing. It's a girl thing, too. Okay? Yeast infections. That's candida. It's yeast. Okay? Bacteria make acid. Right? Okay? We've talked about that. Not right. What? Don't you guys listen? I'm going to give you guys a pop quiz. I mean it. You guys are going to be getting a pop quiz because I'm tired of having to repeat myself. Yes, acid, bacteria make acid. That's why it's bad for your teeth. That's why it's bad for your gums. It causes inflammation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes. So basically the vagina is an acidic environment. Your mouth can be acidic due to the bacteria. That's why when you wake up, right, when you wake up in the morning and it tastes all weird and acidic from the bacteria. Okay, bacteria, acid, keeps yeast at bay. Let's say you take a bunch of antibiotics. What happens to some of you? I get thrush or I get a yeast infection. Why? Antibiotics kill off the bacteria temporarily. So before you can recolonize and regrow that flora, yes, we call it flora. Isn't that pretty? Bacteria, we call flora. Yeah, beautiful name. Disgusting, but still beautiful. So as we're waiting for you to regrow that flora, who decides to take over? The yeast. And yeast is more basic. So they're just parting in now this less acidic environment, and it could grow. So what we have to do is, a lot of times for many of you that don't tolerate antibiotics, you know, we'll give you an antifungal. We'll do that, Diflucan, or we'll have you use the yeast cream so you could attack the fungus, you know, that grows with the mouth. Again, we could use Mycelex Trocious or Jensen Violet. And but it's really, a lot of times, though, you know, when you get thrush. Oh, another thing that could give you thrush, many of you are on your inhalers now for asthma season, right? And you have inhalers that have the steroid component to it. The steroid, if you don't brush your teeth or wash out your mouth, that yeast is going to, it could predispose you to yeast. Steroids will do that. So steroids, diabetes, antibiotic use, immunosuppression, all of that can make thrush. Now, many people are misdiagnosed with thrush. Okay? I was taught, if you're going to diagnose thrush, get that tongue depressor and start scraping. Okay? Many people, I've been told, they come and they go, Dahlia, you need to recheck me because I have thrush. I'm like, I don't see it. Yeah, I haven't taken the medicine yet. You don't have it. What are they talking about? And if you ever want to know for sure, it's so easy. The doctor could take a little culture, right? Just run it on the tongue, run it on the buccal parts of the cheek, run it in the back, send it off to the lab and see if it grows yeast. You could even look at it under a microscope. You know, in the olden days, we didn't have labs. We had a microscope. And we would actually put the yeast on a slide and take a look at it. It's very easy to find. Very easy to see. Okay, yeast. And like I said, it still even has a smell to it, but that's neither here nor there. Can't wait to prep. There's tons of stuff you could do. Absolutely. Good answer. See, you guys are smart. Honestly, you guys, you're already doctors in my eyes. I mean, if you've been listening to my show all these years, you know what you're talking about. All right, so basically, if you do have thrush and it's recalcitrant, we need to, it really need, and by the way, your treatment, if you do the Mycelex rinses, those, you can't just do for a couple days. You're probably going to be on them for a good 4 weeks. It takes weeks to kill yeast. You know, many of you ladies, you come in and you say, you know, Dahlia, the yeast infection medicine didn't work. Well, no, because you're trying to do a one-day formulation. You can't kill yeast that quickly. How many of you have ever gotten ringworm or your kids have gotten ringworm? Yeah, I see you raising your hand. Good. Yeah. All right. It takes a while for that to go away. You can't put cream on it for 2 days. Fungus takes a long time. Well, look at toenail fungus. Boy, that takes months. Okay, fungus takes a long time. Now, what could it be if your tongue is coated? Now, Chinese medicine, very interesting, okay? All right, you stick your tongue out at the doctor. Now, let's say your tongue is pale. This is some fascinating stuff. Pale could mean that you're anemic. If your tongue isn't that pink and it's kind of pale, it could mean you could be anemic. If you're tired, if you're lethargic, all right? So it could also mean that you're having some issues with your lung or your colon. Now, that's per a Chinese herbalist. Now, I'm looking right now at, this comes from, I wish I would name him. Oh, what's his name? I want to quote. I want to give credit. Here, Giovanni Maciosia. He's a Chinese herbalist, although Giovanni sounds Italian. Okay, anyway, so sometimes a pale tongue could mean you have an issue with your colon or lungs. Personally, though, whenever I've seen a pale tongue, the person's anemic. Okay, you could be lacking certain nutrients, etc. Now, let's say your tongue is purple. Now, some people, they'll stick out their tongue and they're kind of purplish. Well, purple doesn't mean it's purple. It means it's less red, trying to go towards blue. Blue and red make purple. Why would anything start to go blue? Not enough oxygen. See? Very good. Okay, now you guys, you're just trying to be teacher's pet. Exactly, not enough oxygen. So if you have a purple tongue, I'll sometimes see that in people with bronchitis, people in COPD, etc., because you're not getting enough oxygenation. All right, now they also think it could possibly mean you could have a cholesterol problem, diabetes problem, because you have a lack of circulation. Now, again, this is what the Chinese herbalist is saying. Again, I have seen this with Chinese medicine. They are able to look at the tongue, even the way the white coating lies. Sometimes your white coating will look like a strawberry. If you stick out your tongue, it looks white with a bunch of red dots, like an inverted strawberry. Okay, that could be a sign of strep. Yeah, that could be a sign of strep. Or it could be inflammation of the little papillae of your tongue. Now, sometimes you could get the redness, and then sometimes you could get the white. Both of those could be signs of bacteria, debris, etc. Now, sometimes if your tongue is dry, it's actually going to be a darker color as opposed to lighter color. And a lot of your medicines could do that. Or Sjögren's syndrome, which is an immunological disorder that dries up your salivary ducts and your tear ducts, etc. You know, but for the most part, most white coating is benign. Where I get nervous is if you actually have like lichen sclerosis, lichen planus, leukoplakia, some of these things could be a little bit more serious. If you're getting a white, like a very isolated white area on your tongue, that could be precancerous. Okay, don't treat any mouth issues or tongue issues by yourself. Don't do that, okay? Now, I get people going, oh, my God, Dr. Dahlia, I have these lumps on my tongue and I don't know what to do. Many of those times, those lumps, it kind of looks like a map. We call it geographic tongue. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a map with lumps, but they're probably talking about a topographic map, okay? Syphilis, too. Syphilis can make your tongue look funny. So all I'm saying is, you know, don't freak out about the tongue. All right, if it's yeast, we've already talked about what the yeast needs to be done with that and how your doctor needs to check you for diabetes or any steroid use, et cetera, in your medications. But there's many other things. All right, and white tongue, again, it could be a sign of dry mouth or dehydration. It could be a sign of a medicine issue. Oh, and don't forget smokers. Many of you have brown tongue or black tongue. Oh, ooh, have you guys ever seen hairy tongue? Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's black, hairy tongue. It's where the papillae are so swollen and black, they look like hair. Oh, you want to freak a medical student out. Yeah, my superior officer, my superior doctor did that to me. He's like, go into that room, and he says, here, stick your tongue out. And it was like hair. I'm like, I thought I was hairy, and I had to wax certain places. This guy had hairy tongue. Okay, but a lot of different things. So I hope we reviewed that. That was a pretty good review on the tongue. Very good. I know. No one's going to want a French kiss after this one. Okay, when we come back, cadmium in our diet causing breast cancer. No, not Cadbury eggs. Those are for Easter and they're yummy. We're talking about cadmium. Get it right. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance shifts naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Next half hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess cell phone radiation has been giving mice in utero ADD. Like to see how that worked out. Looks like also popcorn is healthier than fruit. Don't ask. I don't know where we get this stuff. Oh boy. And then somebody who would with his buddies at work in a lottery buy lottery tickets, right in a pool, buy lottery tickets, right? He wins, tries to pretend like he didn't win. He gets caught. Now he's got to split the dough. So I can't be doing that, people. Okay, if you're going in with your coworkers, they're going to figure something out, especially if you don't go to work. Okay, well, let's start right here now with this whole cadmium. Now, this cadmium thing is kind of important because remember we had an issue with kids and their toys and toys that were made in China? Remember that because of the lead level? Okay, this is the same thing. This is one of the same elements we're talking about. Apparently, they're finding there's a link between cadmium and rising rates of breast cancer. Now, we've noticed benzyl carcinogen, it leaches into crops from fertilizers, you know, when it rains, sewage, sludge deposit into farmland. But they say, which is going to be a real pickle for us to deal with here. They say whole grains, potatoes, vegetables, and shellfish are key dietary sodiums, sources of cadmium. Boy, I read that. I need a bigger font, honestly. Okay, so you guys get all that? I'm trying to tell you that we got to stay away from cadmium, right? Because it's a carcinogen, could lead to breast cancer. Yet what foods are they in? Whole grains, potatoes, vegetables, shellfish. What are we supposed to do? That also becomes airborne, they say, as a pollutant when fossil fuels are burned. All right? And, of course, you could also inhale it when you ingest it. Yeah, you do inhale when you ingest, right? I know Clinton says he didn't inhale, but he, you know, I mean, when you ingest something. Okay, long story. I forgot. Let's switch subjects. Okay, so anyway, they said that almost 56,000 women, postmenopausal women, one-third with the highest cadmium intakes, were 21% more likely to develop breast cancer than the one-third with the lowest intakes. So let me get this. Okay, you would be a low-intake cadmium woman, right, if you were avoiding the whole grains and vegetables and certain fish. Okay, well, the women that avoid those kinds of food are usually women that like to eat the carbs and like to eat the non-vegetable type foods. Right? Some of the red meats. Now, I thought obesity was a risk factor for breast cancer. So now they're saying, well, cadmium is too, and you get it from some of the healthy foods. So what are we supposed to do? They say the finding comes just 3 months after the Institute of Medicine, a prestigious body of independent biomedical researchers, no, I wasn't invited, concluded that a host of other factors, mostly within a woman's power to control, like obesity, that's what I just said, hormone replacement medication, of course, were important sources of breast cancer. They say a woman's lifetime exposure to estrogen, and we all know about the hormone estrogen, powerfully increases her risk. In animals and in laboratory tests, cadmium has been shown to exert estrogen-like effects more powerfully than other environmental pollutants. So suspicion has fallen on the heavy metal. Looking for a link between dietary cadmium and breast cancer has been tricky. But again, they're finding it more in the vegetables, shellfish, etc. 2010, we were dealing with China marketing to children throughout the United States toys that had high levels of cadmium as well as lead. Okay, so what do we do? I don't know. I really don't know. What do we eat? What do we do? This has been a horrible week, hasn't it? Can't eat red meat, you're going to die. Can't eat the lean meat because it probably has the pink slime. I mean, what are we supposed to eat? What are we supposed to do? There is crap in everything we eat. Absolutely. I am so sick of this. Absolutely. I mean, I guess moderation, again, I don't know. That's, you know, it stinks, all right? I'm supposed to be doing a medical talk show, okay? Well, you're not doing a good job of it, Dr. Dahlia. I'm doing as good as I can. Thank you. You know, and so my job not only is to tell you the latest news and the greatest, right? Not only is to also give you my opinion, all right, whether you want it or not, but it's to also sift through some of these studies. Some of these studies could be pretty stupid, could be pretty lame. And if you're going to be getting this information from other media sources, it's my job to tell you, look, was it a good study? Was it a bad study? Was it halfway? You know, what should you do with this information? That's my job. And sometimes I'm getting stumped. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. If healthy food has now heavy metals, I guess what researchers are going to have to do is figure out how to demetallize or chelate these metals out of our food so we could feel safe eating them. I mean, right now they're going to be probably doing away with that whole pink slime ammonia puff they were talking about. And again, pink slime, to quickly review, they would heat up pieces of meat, right, try to take off the fat, shave, melt off the fat. Then what they would do is puff this goo of meat, right, that was heated up to about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, et cetera, with some ammonia to kill off any E. coli, salmonella, et cetera, right? People don't like it. So now I guess today in today's news they said schools will be able to opt out of it. So probably the other alternative is a citric acid type of either suck, it's not suck, puff, or, sorry guys, okay, I don't know, some sort of, I was thinking soak, and I was looking here at Sandra Fluck, and so I guess soak and Sandra Fluck came to suck. I'm sorry, I apologize. Okay, I believe like a citric acid, either soak or puff or something. Okay, let's switch subjects. Man. Okay, hope my boss isn't listening. Okay, popcorn. Popcorn has more antioxidants than fruit, Really? I like the chocolate-covered popcorn. Right? That's laced. Although, you know, those really make people gassy. See, I was going to say it gave me gas, but no, you guys hear enough about me. We're talking about, you know, the chocolate-covered popcorn can make you gassy. Be careful of that. All right, so anyway, Pennsylvania researchers reported popcorn actually contains more healthy antioxidants called polyphenols than fruits and vegetables. Remember we were talking about the polyphenols? Yes. The study found there were 300 milligrams of polyphenols in a serving of popcorn. I don't know who did the count, but that's pretty darn good. Compared to 160 milligrams of polyphenols in fruit. Really? Now, could it just be the corn? Could it just be the corn? They say popcorn is only 4% water compared to the 90% water that makes up fruits and vegetables. That's true. So maybe it's more compact. They say the holes of the popcorn, or the part that tends to get stuck in people's teeth, have the highest concentration of polyphenols and is a good source of fiber. Oh, yeah. Have you ever gone to the bathroom after a movie and you see them like bing, hit the bottom of the toilet after you defecate? Yeah, exactly. Okay. They say the holes deserve more respect. Respect, give it to me. From Joe Vinson from the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania said there are nutritional gold nuggets. Now, this guy's good. He is also analyzing the healthful components of chocolate, nuts, and other foods. Oh, keep going, buddy, keep going. But still, right now, they say popcorn is the only snack that is 100% unprocessed whole grain. Okay, no, you can't be putting butter on it. No, no kettle corn. Oh, I love kettle corn. No, we're just talking plain popcorn. They say all the other grains are processed and diluted with other ingredients. But popcorn will provide 70% of your daily intake of whole grain. This is cool. Air-popped popcorn is much more lower in calories than microwave popcorn. But I know what many of you do. You slather on the butter after the, okay, you got to be careful now. Realize, popcorn cannot replace fruits and vegetables. Okay, Vincent is, I know, chocolate. Can you imagine our plate, right? We have nice chunk of chocolate, nice chunk of popcorn. That, you know, I got my four food groups, Mama. Oh, so that's pretty good. Okay, now we're talking about some decent research. Now we're talking. Okay, so what do we do with this one? Oh, this one is fine. Go have popcorn. Again, keep it plain. Here's the problem, though. Still, you got to be careful. Those of you with diverticulitis. Yeah, I know. We always have to bring up the colon. Some of you with diverticulitis, you got those pockets in your colon, and you cannot eat popcorn. I know. Talk to your doctor. I can't tell you to go eat popcorn. You got to talk to your doctor. But Dr. Dahlia, you are my doctor. No, you're not paying me. Okay, you're not paying me. There's no doctor-patient relationship. Sorry. No, but still, no, tell your doctor in all seriousness, because if you do have those little pockets and the pieces of popcorn get stuck in there, get, you know, fester, get infected, blow a diverticulum, not very pretty. All right, guys, don't go away. Cell phones causing ADD. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
One. All right, I figured this one out over the break. We were just talking about popcorn, right? Having more nutrients than fruits. Okay, so this is my tweet. Popcorn, packed with a populous population of polyphenols, passes prunes, pears, and papayas. That's pretty good there, right? No? No, not good? Okay. All right, so what's going on here with ADHD and cell phones? They say in experiments involving mice, fetal exposure to cell phone radiation appeared linked to symptoms in offspring that resemble attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Don't cell phones in general just make us ADD or ADHD, don't they? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? I can't find my phone. I can't find, oh no, oh no, I need to find a charger. I'm out of juice. My phone's out of juice. I'm out of juice. Oh, I gotta wait for the doctor. Well, there's nothing to do. I'll play on my phone. Isn't it? Doesn't it? Oh, I got a text. Oh, I got a text. Oh, I got a Facebook Prime. Oh, Facebook text. Really? Phones already do that, so I'm not surprised by this. Okay? So they say the hypothesis was that the developing brain may be more susceptible to these types of insults. Okay? So what they did, and I'm seeing how they did this. I mean, what, they put a cell phone up to the mouse's baby? During 19 days of pregnancy, Taylor's team, Dr. Hugh Taylor, okay, exposed mice to radiation from a turned-on but muted and silent cell phone placed above the cage. Oh, remember that YouTube video where people can pop popcorn? Right? I'm not done with the popcorn yet, am I? No, I'm not. Yeah, they could, they put their cell phones into the popcorn and they could cause it to pop. I don't know if that's true. But anyway, so what they did, they just had the cell phone on muted and silenced. See, they could hear the vibe. Sometimes it vibrates a little. In another group, mice were kept under the same conditions but with a deactivated phone. The researcher measured electrical activity in the brains of the adult mice that were exposed to radiation as fetuses. In addition, they conducted psychological and behavioral tests. How do you do a psychological? Here, read the Rorschach cards. Okay. Oh, but my mother I was in love with. All right, they found the mice exposed to radiation tended to be more hyperactive and had increased anxiety and reduced memory. I'm not shocked by this. I'm not shocked by this. I mean, we know cell phones do give off radiation. Now, right now, they aren't saying pregnant women should stay away from a cell phone. But I think what they need to do is take a look at, I mean, cell phones have been out for how long? What, maybe the last, I mean, in widespread use. Cell phones have been pretty, maybe the last decade. The last decade, very, very popular. Okay, look at kids born within this last decade and see if they're more ADD when moms use cell phones. That's a very simple test you could do. I mean, but thing is, I mean, you know, moms don't put the cell phone right there on her stomach, right? You know, abutting the uterus. Moms don't do that. Maybe some will go, oh, look at your baby brother, look at this picture. I mean, maybe they'll do that. But, I mean, they're talking putting the cell phone, I mean, they should test different ranges on this. No, I'm not that distrustful of cell phones, but I think would be naive to think that nothing happens with them. I mean, I'm sure there's something kooky going on with them. I know I don't feel good when I have a cell phone up to my ear for any amount of time. I don't like it at all. I like to be on speaker or I like to use a landline. I just don't feel good when it's up against my ear. My ear gets warm. My ear hurts. I just feel weird. And maybe it's just me. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you want things to get weirder? Here's this story. Sex-deprived male fruit flies will turn to alcohol. Yep. Male fruit flies that get rejected by females will go to alcohol. Now, I guess, I don't know. These scientists have just too much time on their hands, to be honest. They do. They say the spurned flies, how do you tell if a fly was turned? I guess you could tell if a fly was turned away. Fruit flies are small. Have you guys ever worked with fruit flies? I had to work with fruit flies in college. Absolutely horrible. And we had to count them by different colors, and they'd be flying around. It was one of the most horrible, you know, semesters. Anyway. They say the spurned flies had lower levels of a molecule in their brains called neuropeptide F than the males who were allowed to mate. Neuropeptide Y, the version found in humans, has been tied to addiction and mental illness. So I guess if you could mate, your neuropeptide F rose. Is that what they're saying? So they say a person's risk, usually in the human species, many times with addiction, is half genetic, half environment. So I guess what they wanted to do is they wanted to see if they could reproduce this in fruit flies. They say male flies that mated were less likely to drink the alcohol solution than either virgin flies or rebuffed ones. Those were the ones that had the higher neuropeptide F, a virgin fruit fly. How do you know if I guess they grew the fruit fly from birth. In the experiment, some flies were spurned by already mated females, ooh, hoochie mamas, for 1 hour a day. Three times a day or four. Ooh, three times a day. Whew, these women are busy. All right, for 4 days. The successful flies had six-hour mating sessions. I bet y'all didn't know that about fruit flies. With multiple virgin females for 4 days. That's ridiculous. Okay, look, I'm sorry. These fruit flies are small. You can't see this. And don't tell me you're using a microscope because they fly too quickly. They then were allowed to choose food that were either plain or spiked with a 15% alcohol solution. Another experiment was done. This is really cool. Another experiment was done to see whether sexual deprivation or social isolation of these fruit flies was the main difference between the groups. A set of flies consisting, again, of both virgin and mated males were housed in a group. The virgin males showed a higher preference for alcohol. Researchers then checked to see whether it was a lack of sex or the actual rejection. Okay, so was it because you were rejected by a female fruit fly, or was it because of lack of sex? So they tested that one, because I know y'all are just on the edge of your seat dying to know. They say researchers put virgin males in with decapitated females, so they would experience neither rejection nor copulation. That's disgusting. What is a male fruit fly virgin supposed to do with a decapitated female? They also preferred alcohol. I would too. You stick me in with a decapitated sexual partner, I'll turn to the drink, suggesting that a lack of sex rather than rejection was the major factor in their alcohol preference. Then researchers brought in blow-up dolls. No, I'm joking. Okay, I'm done with this. Oh, my gosh. You guys have nothing better to do. Okay, we got cancer. We got HIV. We got Alzheimer's. If you all need, honestly, if any of you researchers are listening right now to the show, okay? All right, I have no problem. I have no problem giving you an idea, okay, on what you could research. You obviously have plenty of time on your hands. You got the tools if you could decapitate fruit flies and try to have people mate with them. Okay, so you guys got all that? A decapitated sexual partner causes a fruit fly to drink, okay? Or if the fruit fly was rejected, he drinks. Jeez, I don't get it. All right, okay, now let's talk about spiders. But I'm not talking about spiders. I'm talking about, apparently, it is a 3-in-1 invention to replace your phone, laptop, and TV. It is called a spider, and it looks spooky. They say this will replace your phone, laptop, and TV. When folded up, it works as a normal phone. When you unfurl its three spooky legs, tiny projectors are revealed. One is able to project a keyboard onto a desk using lasers, while the other acts as a bidet. No, while the other emerges from the top using projecting a high resolution onto desk or wall. I put this on my Facebook. I also connected it to my Twitter. If you want to take a look at this, pretty cool, pretty spooky stuff. Oh, see, I'm scared of spiders. I'm not scared of a lot of things, but I'm scared of spiders. Yeah, so no, I'm not going to have some spider spooky thing, laser beaming TVs, laser beaming laptops, not going to happen. All right, we're going to be coming up on another hour of the show. If you can't stay with us, don't forget we have an on-demand button on my website. If you do go to my website, you can listen to the show 24/7. You can hit archives, podcasts. You could also sign in. I want to know where you guys are listening from. And if your news talk station doesn't have the Dr. Dahlia show there, tell them to bring it. Also, tell XM, if you listen to XM Channel 166, that you love the show. A big thanks to Trevor Oliver for putting the show on XM. Let XM know you're loving the show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Donovan's been working the dials tonight. We've got another hour coming up if you guys can keep cooking. All right, this is Dr. Dahlia. Taking a quick break.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.